This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
No more. After 6 years, he was let go today. We've heard from Jimmy Haslam, Browns ownership. We heard from Andrew Berry today. You guys have heard a lot of the sound. We do have the lead coming up in about 20 minutes. So you're going to hear more of that sound if you missed any of it. We also have Daryl Ryder coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. He'll be live in studio at 6 and 6:20 to break down today's happenings. Of course, we're still reacting to the end of the regular season. The Browns get a very nice win over the Bengals. Thank you, Andre Schmidt. Little circle of life there, really. And of course, the Browns finishing the season with back-to-back wins against divisional opponents. But Kevin Stefanski is no longer the Browns head coach to talk about that now. Browns analyst Nathan Zagura joins us. Make it right. Call Kyle Wright Hotline. He joins us on the hotline here. Nathan, welcome to the show, bud.
Thanks, guys. Good to be with you.
I know days like today are tough. You're a part of the organization. I know you have gotten to know Kevin Stefanski through these last 6 years. So I guess we'll just start with your reaction to today's events and, you know, the current state of the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, obviously it's certainly a sad day in some respects. And I got a chance to know Kevin Stefanski, not just as a coach, but really to become a friend and know him as a human being, to golf with him, to work with him at his foundation. And the man, he really, you know, embraces community, embraces city. And he's a great, great guy. And he's a 2-time coach of the year. And so, you know, when you get to form these relationships, and I actually got a chance to talk with him today and was actually with him as he walked out the building and just kind of getting your head around. And it's been a while, you know, when I've been there 13 seasons. So I've seen a lot of coaches. This will be my 7th head coach, if you count interim Greg Williams, when the Browns announced the next hire. But I never had anybody who was there for 6 years like Kevin Stefanski. You know, we do the Kevin Stefanski show throughout his whole tenure. I talk to him every week. And like I said, I really got to know him. And, you know, it's just crazy. He goes from being, you know, outside of the Haslam family, one of the most powerful and important people in the building. And then you walk outside with him and watch him get in his car and drive away knowing he's not coming back to this building. And so that's the hard part, the personal part of it. Obviously, you know, it's a very results-oriented business, and, you know, 8 wins in 2 seasons, you heard Jimmy Haslam say that was not acceptable, and there are a lot of reasons why the Browns got to where they did, and obviously Jimmy felt a change was needed and made that change with Kevin Stefanski, and I am obviously sad about it, but it does give sometimes new ideas, new energy, new accountability, new culture, all of those things, and hopefully, you know, new results for the Cleveland Browns. But you can't look at the history of this franchise coming back from 1999 without thinking of Kevin Stefanski very favorably as a 2-time coach of the year, as a man who took this team to the playoffs twice, and as the guy who gave them their first playoff win in a quarter century.
You said you walked out with him, you spent some time with him today. Then what was his demeanor like?
Yeah, I think anybody in that position would be disappointed with, you know, the outcome or the decision. Nobody likes to be, you know, broken up with. Nobody likes to be fired from their job. So I think that there was some sadness, but I think that, you know, he knows who he is. He was grateful for the time he had here. 6 years is a heck of a run. obviously in the modern NFL, 6 years is a long time to be a head coach. And I think he knows very well that he is going to be coveted and have other opportunities. And so I think he's excited about what's next, grateful for what has come, grateful for the way that, you know, he was treated by the Haslams in his time here, grateful for being in this city and the way the city embraced him and for all the people he got to meet and work with. And, you know, it is a sad day, but as I said, you know, it's an opportunity now to go forward for this organization and to put a new kind of leader at the top of their football operation who hopefully can bring, you know, the winning and the sustained success that the great fans of the Cleveland Browns deserve.
Nathan, obviously we can get into the next, this coaching hire. We can get into the end of the season, all the stuff. But I think you're a great person to talk about this because you've seen all those different levels. How do you think Stefanski will be remembered in Cleveland?
I hope favorably. I hope he's remembered as I said, he went to the playoffs twice. You know, he was a winning coach for the majority of his tenure here. And somebody that, as I said, not only made a great, I think, impression on the field, brought us all that win over the Pittsburgh Steelers in playoffs. Two-time coach of the year, as I said. So I think he should be remembered favorably. I think he should be a guy remembered as a guy who brought stability to what had been an incredibly unstable organization. And whatever is built on this going forward, I think in some ways is built off of that stable foundation that he provided for. And so that he should be remembered favorably. And he's a great guy. He is a great guy. He was a great representative of our team and our city.
It seems like he's lined up to, and obviously he's already got interviews apparently lined up with three different teams. I think the Raiders are a great spot for him if he does end up taking an interview there and ending up there with Mendoza. I think that'd be great. But when you think about Stefanski, should he go into this cycle or should he kind of wait a year and hope that a better situation does materialize?
That's his decision. I think, you know, all the reporting is that he does want to get involved in the coaching cycle. Now, Vegas could be intriguing, but then you're putting yourself in a division with Mahomes, Herbert, and the current number one seed, Denver. I like the Atlanta fit for him. You've got great skill talent on offense and Bijan and Drake London and Kyle Pitts. Cousins is there who he's worked with in the past that could, you know, guide you into the quarterback of the future. And that's a division that is imminently winnable. I mean, the representative of that division was 8-9 this year. So that feels like a good place, but that's a personal decision for him, and you'll see what options he has. And, you know, I think that he very much cares about, you know, in his second opportunity, getting a chance to win and contend. And I wish him the best, but now for me, it's about, you know, the Browns and who they're going to get next and what that's going to look like and how this team, you know, can become the perennial contender that we all want and deserve it to be.
Nathan Segura on the Make It Right, Call Kyle Wright hotline with us, Browns analyst, breaking down the Kevin Stefanski firing and the path forward with the Browns. With that, if you've got a name, we'll take it. But if not, what traits would you like to see in the next head coach of the Cleveland Browns?
Yeah, I certainly do not have a name. I think that'll be interesting and fun to follow as things progress here. But I kind of look at successful head coaches in the NFL as being in three buckets. And one is kind of those, what I would call, you know, a culture tornado, a force of leadership. And guys, you know, easy come to mind would be a Dan Campbell, would be a Mike Vrabel, would be a Jim Harbaugh, John Harbaugh, Mike Tomlin. Those are the guys that kind of fit in that bucket to me. And now they're more than that. They know X's and O's, obviously, and all of those things. Then you have the guys that you would call are kind of, you know, the scheme innovators or just great scheme guys that, you know, that's how they get their job. That's how Kevin Stefanski, you know, coming off of that Kubiak system, that's the bucket he would fall in, how he got his job, how Liam Cohen got his job, how Ben Johnson got his job, Kevin O'Connell, guys like that, how they got their jobs. And then there's the third bucket, which is what I would call ultimately the guys that are perennially just incredible coaches. And certainly what you want is you get a guy for either bucket one or two ultimately. And of course, all the guys that are in bucket two have some leadership traits. All the guys that are in one have X's and O's traits. But then you get the bucket three, which are the guys in my mind, and I'm leaving people out, obviously, but currently would be Andy Reid, would be Sean McVay, would be Kyle Shanahan, would be Sean Payton. I think Vrabel probably fits into that as well. But those are the guys that are culture forces, and they're great X's and O's guys. So that's the perennial success bucket. Sirianni's won a Super Bowl. I guess he'd have to give him some credit, you know, and maybe put him in that bucket as well. But that's what you're looking for. But I think as you listen, and I listen to Andrew Berry, and I listen to Jimmy Haslam today, it was clear to me there are three things facing this organization that they want to get right. Number one, they want to get the culture right on that football side. first and foremost. And so that leads me to believe that that's going to be a very important component of what they want out of this next head coach. Number two, you know, they know that they need to address the offense. They need to get playmakers on offense and address the offensive line. I think that was reiterated by both of them today. And then the third part is understanding the quarterback. And that wasn't an order of importance. And I think it all kind of goes hand in hand, though. But, you know, successful coaches have good quarterbacks in the NFL. That's kind of the way it goes. And so figuring out what does that look like with what we saw from Shedeur Sanders. What does that look like in terms of available quarterbacks that will be in free agency or available via trade potentially for the Cleveland Browns? And so those are kind of, as Jimmy said, over the next 120 days, the most important things facing this organization is, you know, how do we get all of that right? Find the leader of our football organization here, the next head coach of the Cleveland Browns, leader of our football team. You know, we've got the combine coming up. You've got free agency. You've got the draft where you're going to have, you know, three picks in the top 40, four picks in the first three rounds, two in the first round, and putting this thing all together. And obviously the quarterback goes hand in hand with that. But I think that, you know, you need to be a leader of men. You need to be able to hold people accountable, and you need to obviously be able to, depending on what you get, if it's an offensive head coach, a defensive coach, make sure that, you know, it's operating the way it needs to on your side of the ball and obviously overall.
Yeah, I thought Miles' sack yesterday was basically perfect because there was a when it, in real time, I thought he jumped off sides. That's how quick he was with the snap and timing everything up, which is almost just a perfect iteration of a Myles Garrett breaking record sack. I love that being a part of that story. You had the headsets on. You had the call. You were in the building. What was your reaction to it, especially after watching for 3.5 quarters where it seemed like Joe Burrow wasn't going to even give him a chance?
Yeah, it was getting tense. It was getting down to it. And certainly there were a couple times he'd gotten close, but it felt like for the most part, yeah, that the design was a little bit to make sure that it didn't happen or he wasn't going to get there. He was getting chipped by Drew Sample on just about every pass rush that he had. He finally got a one-on-one. It was the fastest get-off of any sack this year, according to Next Gen Stats, and significantly faster than his usual, which is also 0.7 seconds. I think this one was 0.23, and 0.7 is the fastest get-off of any player in the league. So it was vintage Miles, got around that corner and got it. You know, Andrew, I thought, did a great job on the call. The emotion of it, the passion of it, letting the crowd hear. I got a little in there at the beginning as I saw Miles coming out. I'm like, you got him, you know, and it was just kind of a relief. And you felt great for him and great for the team. You saw the reaction of his teammates and really everybody. And it was a very cool moment. And, you know, it's not often that, you know, in this line of work, you get to be a part of special moments. That is true and very cool. But to be a part of NFL history was really awesome. And I thought Andrew did a great job on the call.
Nathan, I do want to ask you, what do you think that you saw down the stretch, final three games, the Browns go 2-1, the Pittsburgh win, the obviously the Bengals win, of that late push, going 3-4 down the final seven games, what do you think is transferable and can be built off of going forward?
Well, certainly the defense, right? I mean, you think about it, you saw what Pittsburgh did last night to the Baltimore defense. We held them to 6 points. Same team, no DK Metcalf, you know, and yes, they got Calvin Austin back, but I think that defense certainly is transferable. I think that, you know, on offense, what you saw from Harold Fannin and Quinshon Judkins throughout the season, you can take that forward with you. Andre Schmidt seems to be a guy that you can take forward. I mean, you mentioned it kind of coming in before I got on the air, but what an incredible, you know, bookend to the season to start your career against Cincinnati, be missed a couple of kicks that, you know, probably cost the team the game, be run out of town by just about everybody, and this organization sticks by him. He's become one of the best kickers in the league since then. Makes the 49-yard game winner as time expires. That was awesome. So that's transferable. And I think offensively, we saw some glimpses. We see that, you know, Malachi Corley's got a role in this team. We see that Isaiah Bond can get behind defenses in the NFL. I mentioned Fannin. You know, and I thought we saw glimpses from Shedeur, as we've talked about over the weeks. Very good quarterback play in spurts. We have not seen it consistently. And, you know, the first half against Cincinnati was tough. That was tough to watch. Two first downs did not look good at all. But when the game was on the line, he showed up and got them into field goal range for Andre Schmidt. He hit Isaiah Bond. You know, he made some plays with his legs. He got the ball to Jerry Jeudy and then set it up for Andre Schmidt. So those are the things that I think are really transferable. But I think it's going to start with that defense and then understanding that You know, having a dominant defense is not enough in the NFL. You have got to be able to consistently score. I think that the Browns clearly have realized that based on the comments of Jimmy Haslam and Andrew Berry today, and there will be a significant focus on bringing in weapons on that side of the football, buttressing that offensive line so that we can be a team that can win by outscoring you as well as being a team that can win by just shutting you down defensively.
Nathan, you've been a great guest all year long, man. I know this is not the way you wanted it to end. Obviously, there's a lot of feelings with everything and how everything went happen. But we appreciate your time. Great job. And, hey, it's going to be an interesting offseason, to say the least, friend.
Yeah, certainly will. Thank you, guys. Always enjoy coming on with you guys. And, you know, yeah, it is definitely it's a sad end to this season, a sad end to the Kevin Stefanski era. But, you know, as they say, you know, now it's there's hope. You got to go find this coach, get it right, and get playing winning football. And that's really the focus of everybody in that building. And hopefully that comes to fruition as early as this year.
I'll send you over my 20-man list in the next couple minutes here. You just forward it to the
beautiful
right people.
Sure.
All right, buddy. See ya.
Thank you, Nathan.
Nathan Zagura, Browns analyst. He kind of no-sold at the end, but I get it. He's not going to forward that. I wouldn't expect
you
him
had
to.
Him until you asked for it to be forwarded.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what
he's like, I'll take a list.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right,
yeah.
I'm not forwarding that to anybody.
All right, clown. That's what he was thinking.
That's what he was thinking, yeah.
Which is fair. That's a clown move. Browns analyst Nathan Zagura there on the Make It Right. Call Kyle Wright hotline. We'll react to what Nathan had to say, and we got the lead coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. And I went back to bed. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It was like 7:30, and I was like, I didn't sleep last night. I'm going to get another 45 minutes.
Will we find out the question that Jimmy Haslam did not want Daryl Ryder to ask at his press conference today?
I think we will, because it's going to be the first thing we asked.
Well, Haslam, I don't think, knows. He didn't know what question Daryl was going to ask, but they never let Daryl ask it.
Was he profiling? He just saw Daryl and was like, not a chance in hell.
I thought they were on good terms.
I think they are, too.
I thought they were. That's what makes the snub of Daryl today so interesting.
So I don't necessarily know if it was a snub unless it was a PR thing, unless a PR staff was doing it.
Well, you only got so many minutes up there. I understand
how
that works.
10 minutes. Jimmy Haslam.
It was a 10-minute press conference? It felt like 40.
I can go to the Chuckle Hut in Cuyahoga Falls and get 10 quality minutes out of somebody better than what I got today from Jimmy.
And did you see how, so it was interesting is how
What's
Andrew Berry.
What's the deal with these Ivy Leaguers?
Did you see how Andrew Berry started directing his own questions to people? And started directing like who gets to ask him in what order? That was a boss move.
Back to our Shador
fight.
It
was a boss move, was it not?
Yeah, it was.
What was our Shador fight? What do you mean?
Where I had said Shador's got to know that he can't call to some student reporter to do something for his film crew first on a game day. He's got to go to somebody else. And then your rebuttal was,
typically the PR guy does. That's what made this so interesting is that it was very obvious when Andrew Berry started being like, no, I want to go to you, and I want to go to you, and I want to go to you, because it's not typically how it goes.
Also, I know what happened with Trent Baalke. I cannot see anyone doing a solid 40-minute open mic set with Browns media and then getting fired three weeks later. Jimmy's got to know. Now, if the right head coach comes along, and we're just talking about this off air.
He was like on the NFL Network a day prior to being fired, doing like the most expansive interviews imaginable.
And that's Jacksonville. Let's aim higher. Now, we're going to, so at some point, we'll both put out our individual lists.
Yeah, okay. Do we have to wait a month until we put them out, or can we put them out now?
And not just this.
Should it be sealed, and should I come out with it and then be like, I don't know, is that my list now?
Have you been consulted on 4 levels of coaching searches?
Only 3, unfortunately.
Rookie.
The good 3, though.
Yeah, the best 3.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I actually just had a middle school the other day, like, who should we hire? And I was like, you should hire Jim. He's the janitor. It's a twofer. And it's going to work out great.
Sounds like good management.
Yeah,
it's good bang for your buck.
I was thinking about money. You know, I'm like, anyways.
He's in the building anyway.
Yeah. What murder? He's a great guy. But we're going to create the not list.
Jim.
We're going to create the not list.
Yeah.
So the point of this is, this is a no-fly list for head coach candidates, meaning let's say somebody threw out Jonathan Gannon.
He's first on my no-fly list.
Real quick there. I might feel like, well, he might be my DC, but he's not going to be my head coach. That being said, we have to agree on the not list.
And so
basically it's a double confirmation of this guy shouldn't be the Browns head coach, don't interview
him. It's very easy to tell you who they should hire. This is who they shouldn't hire.
Yes.
And we have to agree on it, and then we have to basically give it our stamp.
It's a gentleman shake where there's going to be a little bit of a discourse.
It's kind of like how, you know, the Hall of Fame, each member like stands up and is like, Myles Garrett should be a Hall of Famer for reasons X, Y, and Z, and they have the rep from Cleveland come up and do that. It's kind of like that. If we disagree, we just have to give a case, and then we go from there.
And then somebody goes, Ray Lewis should be in the Hall of Fame, and then somebody goes, what murder? He's a great guy. Also,
you see him on the sideline for the Miami game? Of course you did. Irvin stole the show, but...
The blow.
That was a fun one.
Like, at some point, cocaine has to give up Michael Irvin.
It just won't.
Like, it can't... Like, if you said right now...
It won't. That was awesome.
50 years from now...
It was awesome.
What survives? Only one can survive. Bam Bam or Michael Irvin?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
It's going to run out. It's going to run out.
You got Narcos levels on us there. It was quite the display. I enjoyed it immensely.
Now, let's begin the not list.
Turn into
here.
A real life mascot.
I think
sidelines.
We should trade names until one of us runs out of names.
Okay.
I'm going to humbly submit Steve Spagnuolo.
Yeah. Okay. I agree with the no. And then begin the no.
I don't even think it's a discussion.
It doesn't have to be. No. He had his chance previously. He's a great D coordinator. He's been great with the Chiefs. That's all you need to know.
I think Jim Schwartz did a decent job in Detroit. He didn't do a great job, but he started at the bottom. He was kind of the Stefanski of the Lions. So you could sell me a case where Jim wouldn't be a disaster of a hire. I don't know. I'd make it, but you could sell me that case. You can't sell me. Spagnuolo was a disaster. Disaster as a head coach. There's just no, he's really good with the defense. You'd be really good with Chris Jones, Karloftis, Trent
Clark,
McDuffie.
All those guys,
All those guys. Come on now. All right, so we agree.
100%.
First on the not list is Steve Spagnuolo. Checked him off. I checked him off.
All right. Jonathan Gannon belongs on the no-fly list. I get it. He's a local kid. And so people are going to, they're going to be gravitated towards the local angle of this. They went on a 9-game losing streak this year, and nobody batted an eye because no one pays attention to how bad Arizona is. They haven't won in the entire time he's been there. And in the meanwhile, he's let Kyler Murray run the show. Kyler Murray can't run the show. You can't end up letting that happen. And so I don't think he's a leader of men. I don't think he's a quality head coach. I think he misses on every box I could possibly imagine.
All right. So are we saying that as a DC, or is we saying that as a head coach?
No, head coach.
Okay,
the no-fly list is just as a head coach.
Okay,
we want to talk about other
positions
after the fact. We can talk about other positions.
So,
by the way, while we're on the topic, I hate when people throw out unrealistic OCs for their, like, I'm going to build this. He's the head coach. He's the OC. He's the DC. And then you give us just unrealistic names as the OC.
So Bill Belichick not going to be the defensive coordinator?
I don't love that. I don't love that development. It's not great. We need to get realistic
here. Is there a specific name you'd like to
design? Everyone keeps throwing Mike McDaniel in there as their OC. And it's like, he's the coach of Miami. He's not being fired, guys.
All right.
What are we doing here?
I will second Jonathan Gannon, although I disagree with the leader of men. I think it was a bumpy ride in Arizona.
Leads into 9-game losing streaks.
I think it was a bumpy ride in Arizona. he certainly wasn't set up to succeed, but I think he needs a year and maybe a reset and to kind of figure out.
Ask Marvin Harrison's dad what he thinks about the leadership of Jonathan Gannon.
I've already given you your yes. We're two for two here. Our not list, this is as strong as it can get. So there's three here. I'm going to go with one. I'm not going to give you all three at once.
Yeah, I thought we were going back and forth here.
Matt Nagy.
Yeah.
If you look at the record, it doesn't look that bad in Chicago, but Mitchell Trubisky, just the whole thing, it just wasn't good enough. The only thing this guy has really done is be an acolyte of Andy Reid. He's never had success with a bad quarterback. He seems just kind of like a dude. I just don't see it. I don't understand the fascination. You're not bringing Pat Mahomes with you.
He's getting strong Titans next head coach vibes.
I like that.
Strong Titans head coach vibes. And so, I agree. No flyaways. If they brought in Nagy and then hired him, I would riot.
I thought this would be so much harder. We're three for three.
There's a lot of names that we really need to just immediately X off here. And so we're doing the Lord's work here.
Okay, now what do we do if one of these three guys we've already put on there gets an interview for the big job?
Well, they're going to get an interview. Some of the names in the no-fly list are going to get interviews. We just have to immediately remind everybody they're on our no-fly list and it's not happening. Now, what if they get the main job? Then we're just convinced everyone in Berea is a bunch of dodo birds, and that's fine.
Do we accost them in Berea? Do we, like, rabble-rouse?
I mean, if you want to. I don't really want to. I don't want to rabble-rouse. I just want to yell into a microphone. I just want to consistent. That is my rabble-rousing.
Right, I like a little variety.
That is my rabble-rousing. Well, I mean, if you want, we can do signs and go down there and do the whole thing.
That's
My Saturday's already packed in. You know, it's packed in. I got a busy
That's
weekend
fair.
Ahead
you
of myself. You know,
kids. Yeah, I got a lot freedom. Going on. My kids are older.
Yeah, I don't want to make a sign. Go down to, like, I don't know, wherever you even make a sign at.
Hobby Lobby.
Menards.
They got everything at Hobby Lobby.
Hobby Lobby. Yeah, they do a lot of good work over there at Hobby Lobby,
they? Like, they got just, it's a plethora of crafts and supplies.
Joe Brady, no fly list. I want nothing to do with it. You're milking off the success of Josh Allen. Your offense isn't even good right now in Buffalo, and you have Josh Allen as your quarterback. Let that sink in for a second. This is a realistic chance he does get hired, but for myself, it's a no-fly zone. I want nothing to do with it. I'm turned off by the whole idea.
He is not one of my favorites, but he cannot be on my not list.
All right. I mean, he's not on Matt Nagy level.
He's not Spagnuolo.
I get it. I
he's
knew this
not
one
Jonathan
might be tough.
Gannon.
I instant know. There's nothing anybody could tell me that would change my mind on Joe Brady based off of what I've seen already with Joe Brady.
In fairness, it's a little bit Matt Nagy simply because, all right, you're getting a lot of credit for Josh Allen being really good at football.
Yeah, great. You're buying into cool-headed Ken Dorsey. Congratulations.
But it's just not a not. It's not a yes.
It's a no for me.
If you do that with
Josh Allen, I don't even want to imagine what you would do with basically a lesser quarterback, which is everyone in the NFL.
All right, so Joe Brady is not on the not list. Not Cliff Kingsbury. Not only is he not going to be brought back.
Oh, this is
in
not.
Washington,
this doesn't work for me.
No, if he looked like me, he'd be coaching quarterbacks at Division II. He has done nothing in the NFL. He's did nothing in college. He's just a good-looking goober. His offense was crap. He's never been like a strategically – he's never been like a great wizard of X's and O's. I don't know how he got that knockout because Jaden Daniels is good at football.
Because of Jaden Daniels.
I think he's a total fraud. I think this would be worse than
Kyler Murray, and you can argue he's gotten the best out of Kyler Murray than anybody has. And then Jaden Daniels went to the NFC title game with him. It's not going to be a no for me.
How much of the NFC title was on Cliff Kingsbury?
I'm going to be open-minded to Kingsbury it certainly wasn't Dan Quinn.
I almost want to trade you a Joe Brady for a Cliff Kingsbury.
Is this where we draw the line? His good looks. He's a good-looking man.
Yeah, he is. Totally. But I think he's a bad coach. I don't think he's a good coordinator. I don't think he's a good head coach. I don't think he's good at anything. I really think like he is the most fortunate, failed up son of a gun in the history of football, which is saying something because it's football. But it's no. All right. He's not on the not list.
Steve Sarkisian's on my no fly list.
No, it's a college coach. You're right.
I don't want a college coach. I don't want anybody that has been. He's perceived to be something that I think he isn't, and
like an offensive genius.
Yeah, and I'll just strong pass on it. I see he's hit the Vegas odds. He's all over these Vegas odds with the Browns coaching search and everything like that. I think he's like 25-1 or something. And I'm out on Sarkisian, and I want to stop that before the train gets rolling down the tracks.
All right, so Joe Brady, Cliff Kingsbury, still in the couple of the fish in the sea. So far on the not list, Steve Spagnuolo, Matt Nagy, Jonathan Gannon, and Steve Sarkisian. I'm going to give you one more.
Okay.
Vance Joseph.
Vance Joseph's having the time of his life.
I don't know what the hell we're doing here.
Vance Joseph's having the time of his life.
Like, guys, he's a good defensive coordinator. It was a disaster in Denver.
Yeah, we know it wasn't good. All right, let me throw another one in there, because if we're doing defensive coordinators.
Agreed.
Yeah, not even a question.
All right, final one.
Chris Shula.
Nope.
Miami of Ohio people are going to like this. Nope. I don't want the Rams defensive coordinator.
I don't know that I don't want him. I don't know that I do want him.
Don't want him.
I think he's a legitimate legitimate candidate. I like the coaches that he's coached for. I think he's coached for Shanahan and McVay.
But there's a better option if we're going down the McVay track. And I think that's Matt LaFleur's brother, Mike.
Hard pass. But not on the not list.
Oh, no.
If we're
talking sniping someone from the McVay tree, Michael Four has got to be the guy.
All right, so here is the not list after 1, 2, 3, 4, 8.
Now,
is that 8? I don't know. Math is 9 candidates. No Spagnuolo, no Matt Nagy, no Vance Joseph, no Jonathan Gannon, no Steve Sarkisian. We'll have more on the not list throughout the week and, of course, next week as well. Do you disagree with anybody on our not list, or do you disagree with any of the guys we left off the not list, the not list, as it were? Daryl Ryder in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.